Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we sing and pray and read some things from His Word, spend some time in His presence, spend some time looking up Him and worshiping Him and praising Him. Let's sing together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. Well, let's have a great time in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Well, let's go right to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Psalms 36, verse 5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. How excellent is Thy loving kindness! O God, therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of Thy wings. Praise the Lord again. Wonderful words of life as we begin the power of Pentecost. And remember the Lord providing and permitting. We're here weekdays at this same time. And if this is your first time listening, or if you're just traveling through the area and you've got the radio on, we thank you for worshiping with us. And if you're new to the area, why don't you join us each day or as often as you can? And if for some reason the radio time is inconvenient, you can always join us on the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click the Listen Online link and select the day you want, and you can worship the Lord with us. I put each week's programs on the website every week, so they're fresh for you. Praise the Lord. That's www.pentecostalradio.org. All right, let's take the holiness hymns. Let's turn to page 10. Here's a great one. We love to sing this. Let's sing The Meeting in the Air. Many of you know it. Clap your hands and let's sing together. You have heard of little Moses in the bulrush. You have heard of fearless David and his sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph, and of Jonah and the whale you often sing. There are many, many others in the Bible. I should like to meet them, all I do declare. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet them at that meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there, in that home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Many things will there be missing at that meeting, for the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There will never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinner hath refused to heed the call. There will be no mourning over wayward loved ones. There will be no lonely nights of pleading prayer. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at that meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there, in that home beyond the sky. Sad singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. There the doubters will be missing altogether. All the skeptics will be absent on that day. There will be no grumblers present to disturb us, and the Aikens will be busy far away. There the saints will have their seal upon their foreheads, dressed in raiment none but righteous ones can wear. All who have the wedding garment will be present at that meeting in the air. Oh, there is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there, in that home beyond the sky. Sad singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Hallelujah. Praise God for the meeting in the air. It's going to be a great time, isn't it? Lamentations 3:22, our precious promise, said it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I received a text message in the last few days from one of our listeners. His name is Mark, and he lives on the south side of St. Louis. And he's been a radio listener for a long time. And we've prayed for Mark and corresponded, and he's prayed for us. But he lost his job recently, and I felt really burdened to have prayer for Mark and his family today. Let's call upon the Lord. You may know someone else that is without a job or is having some financial difficulties. Why don't you just join in? We're going to mention Mark's name, and I want you to call out the names of those that you know are in difficult positions such as this. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Word of God. We thank you today, Lord, because we can call on you. We're glad because, Lord, we have great friends and brothers and sisters in Christ like Mark and his family. And we thank you, Lord, for their kindness to us and their contacts and their prayers and all they've done for the power of Pentecost. And, Lord, with this radio audience today, I agree for Mark and his family that you'll make a way for them. And I agree, Lord, that you'll provide the job that you want him to have and bless his family with the income. Lord, thank you today for being a witness. Help Mark to be a witness and a testimony, Lord, wherever you send him for employment. I pray you'll minister to others that are in this same situation. We know, Lord, it's a widespread thing, but Lord, we know that you're able. Help us to surrender all to you and to look to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, from Proverbs 18:10, let's sing this.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into and are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into and are saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Oh, sing it now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High.
And I'll give you the contact information at the end. I stand before him guilty. I'm sitting in the presence of the Lord, worshiping with us.
Long ago at a place called Mount Calvary died a man who now means so much to me. Though I've never been there, still the shame I must share, for it all came by fault of sinful man. Guilty I stand before him guilty, and I have no defense to stand for me. Guilty I stand before him guilty, and God's love and compassion set me free.
Hallelujah. Oh yes, may the Lord help us.
Guilty I stand before him guilty, and I have no defense to stand for me. Guilty I stand before him guilty.
I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we've all been guilty, but we're standing before him. He'll redeem us. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And again, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Guilty I stand before him guilty, and I have no defense to stand